Amalai Meis, it died. Now, a shoyl is chayiv on Meisah. Even though it's an oinis, a shoyl, since when you took it, it's called kol hanor shaloi. You have all the enjoyment of it. When you borrow something, it's considered like it belongs to you, like you own it. And no matter what happens to it, you have an achrayis now to give it back to the owner. And if something happens, you have to pay for it. So he said Meis. Now, by saying Meis, Hashem Hashem is chayiv. But really what happened was, Lusha Nishpa, really what happened was, it broke, or Nishpa was captured, or Nignav, it was stolen, or Yovel was lost. Nishpa, that's the opposite. That he says it was broken. For who, and really what happened was, Shemesa died, or Nishpa was captured, neither was stolen, or Yovel was lost. Nishpa, he says it was captured. And really what happened was, Lusha Mesa, Nishpa, Nignav, or Yovel. Nignav, he says it was stolen from him. He's chayiv in all these cases anyway. For who and really what happened was Shemesa died on Nishpa was it broke on Nishpa was captured, Yovel was lost. Obad, he says it was lost from me. For Shemesa, what happened was it died on Nishpa, broke on Nishpa was captured, Yovel was stolen. Now, Mashbiach Ani, the owner still says, I want you to swear to me. Even though the shell is chayiv, but Mashma, the owner is afraid, maybe the shell himself is holding on to it. So I don't want him just to pay me back. If the shell has it, I want him to give it back to me. I don't want the money. I want the object itself. Therefore, the owner has the right to say, you say it was mace, which meaning you're going to pay me for it. But I still want you to swear to me that it was mace. I'm afraid maybe really you still have it. I want it back. So I can make you swear. Mashbichani. So the owner says, I'm putting the shvua upon you. For Yomar Amen, and the shoyimah says yes. So it comes out he made a shvua sheker. He swore false. He's swearing that what happened was the animal died by him, and really later we find out it was captured, it was stolen. Allah is potter, still is potter from the shvua sapikodim. Because again, the shvua is not what's freeing him. He's chayiv anyway without the shvua. What's going to be heichin shari? Again, the owner says, where was my ox? Oh my loy, any day amat asach, I do not know what you're talking about. I never took it. And really, we'll soon see about the swearing. But really what happened was the Shem Mishael. And really what happened was who? Shemesa died, or Nishpa broke, or Nishpa was captured, or Nigga stolen, or Yonah had lost. Mashbiachani, the owner says, I want you to swear to me this is what happened. I'm afraid, no, you still have it. The Yomer Amen, and the Shem says, Amen, yes. So he made a Shua. In this case, Chayiv, here is Chayiv, Shua Sapikodin. Because according to his first time, he said, Loi Hoyed Vrami Elam. I never took it from you. If the shell never took it, he is not chayiv. So according to his first complaint, he's potter, he's freeing himself. And he swore that he's potter. And later we find out, no, that's not the truth. We find out that really you have it, and it was stolen, that you took it. But it was stolen, something happened, that you're chayiv. That's the case for Shua Sapikodin, you'll be chayiv a korban oshim. Chayiv. Omar, what's going to be now, l'noisei socher, v'ha socher. The owner comes back to either the shomer that he's paying to watch, or else the renter. Somebody rented your ox. Our Mishnah holds they both have the same halacha. That, and the owner says, "Hey, Chinshari, where is my ox? Time is up. Give it back to me." All my life, so the shomer says, "Mace, it died." With the shomer, socher is potter on mace. That's like an oinus. It's not his fault. He's potter. But really, what happened was Vusha Nishpa. Really, a different oinus happened. That he's potter anyway. Really, what happened was Shanishpa. It broke. Or Nishpa was captured. Or else the opposite way. Nishpa, he says that the animal broke. Really what happened was it died or Nishpa was captured. Or else Nishpa, he says it was captured, which is an oinus that he's potter on. But really what happened was Rushemais, a different oinus happened. It died. Or Nishpa broke, Nignav, or else Nignav. That he says now, these are one case. The first case is that he's potter anyway. So even according to Shua Sheker, who will be potter anyway, therefore there's no Shua, no Korban. Now another case. Nignav. Let's say the Shema says it was stolen, which the Shema Socher is Chayiv. Slamaisi is saying that he's Chayiv. Really what happened was, Vushov, it got lost, which is Chayiv anyway. Or else Ovat, he says it was lost. And really, Vushanignav, it was stolen. So he's saying false, but it doesn't make a difference. In both cases, he's Chayiv. Mashbiachani. So the owner says, I want you to swear that what you're saying is true. Again, he's afraid maybe you really have it. I want you to swear. Or I want to put the shvu upon you. The Yomer Omen, he says back, Omen, yes. Halach ris potter. In both these cases, again, there's no korban, shvu sapikodin. Because in the first case is, he's potter anyway. And in the second case is, he's chayiv anyway. So again, it's not considered that your shvu is what's freeing you. even without the Shavua or with the Shavua, you'll be Potter Rechai. It doesn't make a difference. What's going to be Mace? That really what happened was the animal died. Or that's what the Shomer said. The Shomer said, the owner comes to Shomer Socher, where's my shor? The Shomer says, Mace, it died, and I'm Potter. Mace, I nishba. He says one of these three things. As he says, an Einus happened. But really what happened was Rusha Nigna Vayavad. Really what happened was it was stolen or lost. And in this case, the Shemachinim should be Chayiv. So Mashbiachani, the owner said to Shemachinim, to Shemachachar, I want to put the Shavua upon you that an Einus happened. The Yomar Amen, the answer is back, yes, I'll take the Shavua, Amen. In such a case, Chayiv. Here the Shemachachar is Chayiv a Korban Shavua. A Shavua Sepichodin. Because here, really, a Geneva happened. A Shemachachar is Chayiv on Geneva. But he told us that an Einus happened. It died, or it was caught, was captured. So therefore, you're freeing yourself because of your Shavua Sheker. That's the case of Shavua Sepikodin, you're Chayiv. Chayiv. Ovad, let's say by Shemes Sacher, really what happened was it was lost by him. Or it was stolen, it's Chayiv. Then he says, no, he says it was stolen from me. So he's being the Chayiv himself. This is your case. He says that really what happened was it was stolen or it was lost. So the Shemes Socher is saying he's Chayiv. But really what happened was, Behush Shemes, really the truth was it died. So why do you say that? I don't know. But in such a case, really what happened was he'll be part of the Einus happened. Oy Nishba broke. Oy Nishba was caught. Mashbir Chani. So the owner says, I want to put the Shavua that's true what you're saying, that it was stolen from you, or it was Ovad. The Yoma Omen, and the Shemes says, yes, Potter. Still the Shemes Socher, this is your case. Still the Shemes Socher is Potter. Even though what he's saying is that he's Chayiv, and really, he's Potter, but Lamaisa, it's only a Shavua Sheker, it's not a Shavua that's freeing him for money. The Shavua is being Chayiv you money. There's no Chiddush, a Shavua Sabekodin. Where you swear false, and your swearing is making you pay, and really you don't have to pay, that's also not a case of a Shavua Sabekodin. A Korban is only where you're freeing yourself, where you're giving yourself a Ptur because of the Shavua. Now the Mishnah says, Zeh Aklal. Really, this could have been the whole Mishnah. Zeh Aklal. This is the Klal of the whole Mishnah. Kol HaMishana Mechoiva Lechoiva. Any time when you swear false, but according to what you're saying, Yechayiv, and according to the truth, Yechayiv, or else Miptur Leptur. According to what you're saying, you're Potter, and according to the truth, you're really Potter. Or else the Miptur Lechoiva. Really, what happened was you're Potter, just you're saying things now that Yechayiv. In such a case, Potter. Even though you swore false, Lamaisa Yeshua did not free you from paying money. You're free anyway, or else the Shavua only made you pay the money. In these cases, you're potter from a korban Shavua Sapikodin. What's going to be though? Mechayva liptur. That really what happened was you're supposed to be chayiv to pay. Really, a geneva happened to the Shemes Socher, and he's swearing that a mesa happened and an einus happened. That's the case chayiv. Then you chayiv a korban Shavua. Some don't have this left girsa, but repeat it again. Takes after the beginning of the Mishnah that Zeh Aklal again. Kol Anishboim Lahokel Al Atzmoi Chayiv. Any time your Shavua is being makel upon yourself, means the Shavua is what's giving you the Ptur. Really, your Chayiv because of the Shavua, you're freeing yourself. That's the case. Your Chayiv a Korban Shavua Happy Kodim. But Lahachmir Al Atzmoi, if the Shavua is only coming to be more Machmir, that in the last case, we're really your potter, and according to the Shavua now, you're saying it was Nignavah, that you're Chayiv, also potter, your potter from the Shavua is Hapikot. This is the call of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Mantan, who's the time about Mishnah? Arba Shemrin, that there are four different types of Shemrin. So the Gemara says, Amr Rav Nachman, Amr Rav Abar Avua, Rabbi Meir, goes to court to Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Meir says, the question here really is, a renter, if you rent the ox, you pay the owner for using it. What halacha do you have? It's a machlokes whether a shayma or soicher is he considered like a shayma chinam or is he considered like a shayma sachem? So our Mishnah puts them together with the shayma sachem. So that's what really the Gemara means to say, that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir, that he owns a soicher, a renter, is considered like a shayma sachem. Oh, my lady, Rabbi Rav Nachman, me katanet lesa yabba shaymim, and the half mean it was, you mean to tell me somebody holds his only three? I mean, everybody agrees there's four shermim. So what are you telling me that who learned four shermim goes according to Rabbi Meir?
even not like Rabbi Meir, that a renter is like a shomer chinam, but still everybody agrees there are four different types of shomerim. Omalei, what he meant to say is like this. This is what I meant to say to you. Man Tana, who's the Tana of our Mishnah, the Yom that holds Seicher. If you rent the ox, you're not getting paid for it, but the opposite, you're renting, you're paying the owner money to use it. That you have a loch, like in Noisei Sachar, that you're Chayim HaGenevi of Vavedom, who says it's Noisei Sachar Domi, you like a Shem Sachar, that you're getting paid for watching it, you have the same loch is, on this, on the Rabbi Bahua, Rabbi Mehi, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara is that true, but Rabbi Meir Yibcha, Shamin Elei, we heard the opposite from Rabbi Meir. It's now, we learn like this. Soicher Ketzet Mishalim. Somebody that rents an ox, how does he have to pay? What halacha does he have? What type of a shayma does he have? So here we learn, Rabbi Meir Goyim Mikashem Echinam. You're not getting paid, but the opposite. You're paying the owner, so it makes sense to say that you're on your Shayim Echinam. You didn't take any Yachlayis on it. You're potter Grev of Yaveda. Rabbi Yehuda Goyim Mikashem Echinam. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Lamaisa, since you're paying for it, you have a chrayus on it, and that's why the owner gave it to you, that you makabel upon yourself shmira like a shema socher. So it's the opposite. How can you tell me to go to Rav Meir? Here we see Rav Yehuda is the one that says it's kenoise socher. So Marian says, Rav Avahu ipchatoni. He learned the opposite way. He learned that Rav Meir was the one that said a socher is kenoise socher. Therefore, according to that girsa, our Mishnah goes to Rav Meir. Now the Gemara says, Hani Yabo, what does the Mishnah say? Four shomrim, have a shleishav, there's only three. There's only three real shomrim. And we have Nachum by Yitzchak, Arbo shomrim. True, there are four shomrim. But Vidineim shleishav, there are four different types. True, Lalocha, there are only three of them. But because a Noisei Sachar, a Seicher, has a loch like one of the other three. Either he's like a Shem Sachar, or else it's like a Shem Echinim. So Dinim are only three, but there are four different types. Omar l'shem echinam hechin shari yomar l'ech b'shuk Omar l'shem hechin shari yomar l'ech any of them at the zach Omar Rav v'kulan p'tura mishvua shermin but v'chayav mishvua mishvua zbitoy. You know these cases l'mayns you made a shvua sheker so y'chayav a korban el v'yarit. In a case where you're a shaygeg y'chayav a korban el v'yarit v'shmul amano av p'tura mishvua mishvua zbitoy. You're even potter from a korban el v'yarit. You're potter from a shvua zbitoy. What's the machloek? Is the mic riflegi? Shmuel Savar, Lacey Bilabo. These shrews are not possible in the future. There's Ronin, what happened? What happened to the shore? You can't swear, I'm going to steal your shore. I'm going that the shore should die. There's no such shrew like that. So it's only Lenosid, it's only in the Ovar, not Labo. Rav Savar, Isi Bilavain, Rav Hold Sawat. Even though it's not possible Labo, but it's possible, the Torah says Lahore Lahitiv. It has to be Bilavain. Yes or no, good or bad. So that's enough to mechayv you a shvuas bitui. So that's the machloikas, the shvuas bitui have to be b'labo or not. So Mor says, for a fliga b'chodesim, we had this machloikas already once. The itma, shvua shezorak ploini tzor liyam. I swear that ploini threw a rock to the stone, threw a stone to the ocean. Or else shvua, I swear, shalizork, he did not throw it. One shvua is that Shimon threw the stone to the ocean, or else I swear Shimon did not. So Rav Omar Chayiv Yechayiv Shvuas Bitoy. For Shmuel Amapoto, Rav Omar Chayiv the Yisiv Alav Hain. You can make the Shvui the yes, he did throw it, or else no, he did not throw it. For Shmuel Amapoto, there's no Korban Shvuas Bitoy over here. Why? The Lesi Balabo. There's no such Shvui. I cannot swear that Ruvain will throw. I cannot put a Chiyuv upon him to do something. I can only say I will do something. I can't say he will do something. So you have him afraid this already once. What's the Tzricha? The Yashminim Bo come around. He's swearing on his own. That's what Rav says he's chayiv. Abba Bahakan, our Mishnah over here, did they dina mishtabalei? Here it's business by a shomer. The business making him swear, and the moedle l'shmuel. Maybe he'll agree to Shmuel that he'll be potter from the carbon. Kirabami, the Rabami, called Shuash of the Yonah Mashbunai say, and Chayov Malam Mishum Shuash Bitoi. If business has to force you to swear, maybe there's no Shuash Bitoi. So that's why we need the Chiddush here also.
Menema says we eat my behalf. We only learn the case here in our Mishnah. I would think maybe Hokam Shmuel, not only over here. By Shmuel's Habezdin, to Shmuel say you potter from Shmuel's Bitri. Avah Bahak from the first case by Zorak, and the Moedin Rab, maybe would agree to Rab that Chayiv. That's why we need the Machlekes. Both cases, by Zorak and by our Mishnah. Gufo, we just said before, Mravami kol shvua shad yonim ashbir noisoim ein bo mishum shvuas bitri. If Bezdin makes you swear and you swear false, there's no isa shvuas bitri. Shneim the pasuk says, "Zoy nefesh ki shisava levate bisfasayim." So idash meyatzmei. It means if he makes the shvua by himself, because the shlokish yom reshlokish ki. When the pasuk says the word ki, mishdamish biyabul shenis, it means could mean one of four things. E dilma ella deho. And like here with Dashin, the word ki means he, means if he wants to. Means it's up to him to swear, but in the case where he has to swear because of Bezdim, then there's no Pasha Shvuz Bitri.
Alright, turn over.
All these cases in the Mishnah that says Pati, Pati of the Korban Shvuz Hashemim, but Chayov Mishum Shvuz Bitri, Yechai Mishum Shvuz Bitri means Reb Lezer also holds like Rav. Chutz many a day mar tasach. Only the case because he doesn't know what you're talking about. The shul, the case of a shul. To never be avoided the noise of socha. Or the soich shulchayim shrei kofu mamin. There's only these cases where the shul makes him potter by a shul that says he doesn't know what you're talking about. So he wanted to free himself. The same thing by the shul asach. We wanted to free himself. We will be found that was never be avoided. It's chayiv shrei kofu mamin. In these cases, the shul is what kofu holds back the mamin. Therefore, it's chayiv shul is happy cotton. Hajj Melech, Abba Shem, Lestik Lam Sechta, Shuas.